News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered additional sanctions against Iran. He also named his fourth national security advisor on Wednesday. VOA's Zlatica Hoc reports.
Last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities were claimed by Houthi rebels in Yemen, but U.S. officials say they have evidence the missiles came from Iran. Trump said Wednesday he had ordered the Treasury Department to substantially increase sanctions on Tehran. Earlier, he made a veiled threat to retaliate with military action. But Wednesday, he said he's in no rush to attack Iran.
There's plenty of time to do some dastardly things. It's very easy to start.
Trump was accompanied by his new national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, on his visit to California.
Any advice I give the president will be something I give him confidentially, but we're monitoring that situation closely.
Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
Tehran has denied any involvement. A Houthi spokesman in Yemen said the rebels have built up their military capabilities. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau admitting to and apologizing for wearing brown face makeup at a costume party in 2001.
I take responsibility for my decision to do that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do, and I am deeply sorry.
Time magazine posted the photo, which it says was published in a private school yearbook where Trudeau worked as a teacher before entering politics. The photo depicts Trudeau wearing a turban and a robe with dark makeup on his hands, face, and neck. It could spell trouble for the prime minister's re-election campaign launched a week ago. This is VOA News. More than a dozen dead in Afghanistan Thursday morning. Dozens more are